This morning's reading is from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 to 14. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure. Then I said, 'Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book.'" When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law," then he added, "Behold, I have come to do your will." He does away with the first in order to establish the second. And by that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time until his enemies should be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. This is the word of the Lord.
Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering us in your presence this morning. And we pray that as we think about what Jesus did at the cross now, that you would help us to treasure his sacrifice for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you think of something that you have to do again and again and again and again? Nick's already nodding, but this question is more for you people at the front. Can you think of something that you have to do again and again? Edmund? Brush teeth, yep, there's an element of distress in your voice there. Via, happy, you were next. Tidying room.
Go to school,
what a glorious thing. Avon Lyon.
The
theory is you have to change your underwear, yep.
Go to school.
It's not just kids who have to do those things. Adults, you need to change your underwear too. Life is full of things you have to do again and again. I want you to take a mental trip with me to the temple in Jerusalem in Jesus' day and imagine you are a priest serving there. And what do you do there? Well, have a look at verse 11. You go to the temple and offer sacrifices, the same sacrifices, again and again, every day. So imagine a friend asks you, what do you do for your job? Well, I offer sacrifices. And next day, the same question comes. What are you going to do at work today? Oh, I'm going to offer sacrifices. Next day, the same question comes. What do you do at work today? I'm going to offer sacrifices. Different sacrifices today? No, same sacrifices. Next day, what do you do at work today? Oh, I'm going to face paint and ride llamas and scroll TikTok. Really? No, it's the same sacrifices. The same sacrifices. Why did the priests do the same thing every day, all day? Well, look at verse 11. Their sacrifices they offered repeatedly, which can never take away sins. That sounds a little silly, doesn't it? Why would you do something every day, again and again and again, that doesn't work? Why do sacrifices every day when they don't take away sins? And the answer is the sacrifices were never meant to take away sins. That wasn't their point. They were meant to point to the one sacrifice that does take away sin. Verse 10 says this: Jesus offered his body on the cross once for all. Or there in verse 12, Christ offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins. One verse as well, verse 14, by a single offering. So what did the priests do every day? They offered the same sacrifices. What has Jesus done? He offered one sacrifice. And with one sacrifice, he did what the priests, with all their many everyday sacrifices, never did. And to kind of help us remember this, we're going to use our fingers this morning. So you can just check you've got them. Not fallen off? Excellent. For the first bit, you need to just do this. What does that mean? One. Okay, the next bit is a bit more complicated. So one, and then... Very good. And then... Not ten, no. One for all. This is all your fingers. If that isn't all your fingers and you have more, can I recommend you urgently see a doctor after this service? And actually, you could almost make a secret greeting out of this, couldn't you? You see someone who was at church today late and you just go, and they'll go, and then you go. It could be a new secret greeting. Maybe don't make that the new secret LEC greeting. It's a bit cliquey. One for all. One for all. What Jesus did, he did for all time. Well, here's a little riddle for you. What keeps filling up no matter how often you empty it? What keeps filling up no matter how often you empty it? God's love. Yeah, that's a good answer, but that wasn't the one I was thinking of. That is also true, not what I was thinking of. The trash was the answer. What keeps filling up? Well, it's the washing basket, isn't it? It's the washing basket. And for some of you, even just hearing the words washing basket is triggering. Because you know what happens. You look at it, you think, oh, it's grown. Well, I'd better empty that. And you empty it, and you turn your back, and you go and do something else. And you turn back and look at it again, and what's happened? It's filled up again. And you think, well, I'll empty it again. And then you know how it goes on. I have used a washing machine more times than I can count. And I have never been able to say with a loud and proud voice, today the washing is finished. And neither can any of you. But Jesus can say that. The book of Hebrews begins, in effect, in chapter 1, verse 3, with Jesus saying, the washing is finished. When Jesus died on the cross, he washed us from our sins. And our passage says that three times. Just look again with me at verse 10. Jesus offered his body once for all. Verse 12, Jesus offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins. Verse 14, by a single offering, Jesus has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. That means on this day, 1,993 years ago, as the Lord Jesus died, he laid down his life once for all to wash us from our sin so that he can say the washing is finished. There will never be another Good Friday. There will never be another day where Jesus dies on the cross. What he did then, he did once for all. Once for all. Once for all, washed from everything bad we've done because we don't want God to be God. Once for all, washed from everything good that we've done because we don't want God to be God. Once for all, washed clean for all those who believe in him. If you are trusting in the Lord Jesus this morning, the Lord Jesus says of you, the washing is finished. So Jesus died. Excellent. Well, you might then ask, where does that leave us? And I'm glad you asked. You could say that it leaves us with a clean start. I don't, for obvious reasons of cleanness, I don't really own any white clothing, I'm afraid. So you just need to imagine that this grey jumper is my nice, fresh, clean start. And now that I've had my nice clean start, I suppose I just need to get on with the rest of my life, really. And it's breakfast time in Larry's life. So with my nice clean start, well, I might have some coffee to start with. Oh, I've spilt a bit. Ah, yes, not very successful, that. Jam toast. That's what I need with my clean start. Nothing will ever go wrong with jam toast. And the great thing about jam toast, it's just so easy to eat, isn't it? Oh, well. Cereal, balanced diet. That's what you need with a clean start. What do you think's going to happen? No milk is going on my shirt. Oh. Sugar-free, disgusting. Well, I've had my toast. Brush teeth next. Not going to brush my teeth, actually, because this has still got its safety valve on and I can't get it off. But that's okay. I could shave. Shave, that's what you need to do with a nice clean... Oh, this talk's going on for time. No time for that. No shaving. Okay. But the important thing is I've got a nice clean start. Yes. Ah, got a little dirty. Well, that's okay. I can clean up again. I know how to make myself clean. This is what I need. Not so successful. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. You get the point, don't you? Clean starts are great, but they don't last. If Jesus' death on the cross just gives you and me a clean start, we're in big trouble because you and I are the type of people that make a right mess of clean starts. But actually, the good news of Easter is that Jesus' death gives us more than a clean start. I just look down at verse 14. By a single offering, Jesus has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. That just means those who are trusting Jesus. Jesus perfected for all time those who are trusting him. If you're trusting Jesus this morning, you are perfect. Now, how do you do perfect in finger language? Yeah. So it's
once, four,
all. Forever, yeah. Perfect is more than just clean, isn't it? Perfect is more than stain-free. And perfect is everything spotless, everything as it should be, everything beautiful. If you're trusting Jesus, God looks at you and he says, perfect, beautiful, everything right. Now, God isn't blind. He knows what we're like. He isn't ignoring the state of our hearts when he says that. But God says to you and to me, you are perfect when we're trusting Jesus because of what Jesus did for us. Let me show you what I mean. For the next 5 minutes or so, and only for the next 5 minutes or so, Matty is going to be Jesus for us. Matty, please come up. You can put this on. And the great thing about Jesus is that he lived the perfect life for us. So can you just show us how to have breakfast perfectly, please? Excellent. You don't need to eat all of it, though, don't worry. Jesus lived the life we should have lived, but he never got dirty. He never got himself in a mess. He never got stained. He is perfect. And yet actually the letter of the Hebrews says he is perfect not just because he never did anything wrong, he is also perfect because he came to take our mess from us. You get this. He takes our mess from us, he puts it on himself, and then he goes to the cross over there, and he deals with it forever. Throw it in the bin. And it is dealt with forever, never to stain us, never to mess us again. And then Jesus gives to all who believe in him his own perfection. Off that goes. Some of you didn't know that perfection looked like an Adidas sponsored top. Jesus gives his perfection to those who trust in him, so that we are beautiful in God's sight, right in God's sight, so that we look like Jesus in God's sight. Now, some of you might have noticed the problem with this illustration. If I have Jesus' perfection, what's to stop me jamming it up again? And that's why Jesus, as he gives it to us, he doesn't actually put it into our hands. Jesus doesn't put himself in our hands, so to speak. Instead, take that. Jesus gives us his righteousness, but he takes it to heaven for us. Can you go to heaven, please, Matty? Also a revelation for some of you. That isn't really heaven. Now that Jesus is in heaven, with his perfect righteousness that he has given to all who believe in him, our mess can't touch him. You can't dirty Jesus with your sin. You can't ruin what he accomplished at the cross. His perfection, his beauty for you and for me, for all who believe, is perfect forever. And therefore, Good Friday means that if you're trusting Jesus, you've not just been given a clean start. God says you are perfect forever. Perfect when you woke up this morning. Perfect when you go to sleep tonight. Perfect at the end of next week. Perfect when you next do something you really hate yourself for. Perfect all the way through life and in death. Because of Good Friday, when Jesus said, "The washing is finished," all who trust in him are perfect forever. Let's see if you remember this with your fingers.
Once, for all, perfect.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that because of what the Lord Jesus did once for all time, all those who trust in him are perfect forever. Thank you, Father, that that is how you see us. And that is something that we cannot mess up, that is safe in Jesus forever. Father, this Friday, please would you give us very happy and thankful hearts for what the Lord Jesus has done for us to make us perfect forever. In Jesus' name, amen.